More power than 3 cups of coffee in the morning. The best mental workout that you can get to jumpstart your day in under 5 minutes or less. We call it Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. Come on. Find your magic in unlikely spaces. Find your magic in unlikely spaces. In order to rise above the clutter, you need to have some unlikely breakthroughs. In order to get unlikely breakthroughs, you got to rethink your whole thing. You got to start thinking differently. I want you to start doing illogical combinations, things that don't seem like they should attract. I want you to start creating and using a vocabulary that's going to help you get into this mindset. Words like fusion, medley, mix, hybrid, unusual, absurd. I want you to start thinking like this. The ideas that opposites attract. So start creating these non-linear combinations. Things that don't sound like they're worth trying are exactly the reason to take a deeper look and test it. Let me repeat that one more time. I want to make sure you got that. Things that don't sound like they are worth trying. Oh, we tried that idea before. Oh, those two things don't go together. Oh, you're not at this level. You're just a janitor or an administrative person. We got this covered. No, we don't need those ideas. Things that don't sound like they are worth trying are exactly the reason to take a deeper look and test. Combine different skills to create an original approach to the market. Don't underestimate any human. Don't underestimate the janitor's intellectual capability. Don't underestimate that administrative assistant's intellectual creative ideas. Are you kidding me? Brainstorm more with your friends, your team, and mix up your services and products with wildly different sources. Take it to the extremes too. I want you to think about combining key concepts with random products or services or personalities or places. Why? Because in the attention economy, you want to advance your career, your side hustle, your work project, your new startup. You need to get quality attention for it in order for it to have progress. So if you're tired of not getting traction or you're not getting the quality attention that you deserve and you've put a legitimate amount of time and work and effort into it, then it's time for you to start looking at opposites and illogical combinations. For example, I'm doing something a little bit different with the show, and I'm looking to bring in a little bit of comedy into personal development. Now, I'm not a comedian, so that doesn't really automatically fit. On the surface, these two things shouldn't mix. One is serious. Personal development's no joke. The other is about goofing off. Comedy is about entertainment. But when we combine them together, we think we have created a little slightly nice little new format that will be attractive to others. Here are quick examples of some other unlikely combinations. There's a chef, Marcus Samuelson in New York, young chef. He made headlines with his illogical combinations. He would put together different foods like mango oysters or caramel iced lobster. And it was a hit. Kind of reminds me of Ben and Jerry's unlikely ice cream combinations, which has also been a big hit. Also kind of reminds me of things like when Dr. Dre was up against the wall and had to self-fund. He had two albums that flopped when he went out on his own. He listened to a tape by a guy that nobody knew by the name of Eminem, and he self-funded the Eminem album. And if that flopped, Dre was going to be bankrupt. Unlikely combinations. Kid from Detroit City that doesn't look like anything that hip hop and rap look like at that time. I could go on and on about these types of different combinations. And this doesn't have to be like serendipity or by chance. You actually have to start combining with deliberate intention of creating something new and different. This is serious. Like, look at the Cronut. Have you heard of the Cronut? It's been out for a while. It's a croissant and a donut put together. This is a pastry chef in New York that attracts lines of tourists every morning. Even edible arrangements. The idea of making a bouquet of flowers that are edible, that's extremely illogical. Imagine sitting in that pitch meeting. We're going to deliver flowers that you can eat. That's I can only imagine what that was like. They probably had the door slammed on them so many times. You get the point. The point is to start to look for and create these illogical combinations. So I want you to start thinking differently. Look for the fusion. Look for the hybrids. Look for how opposites can attract. Get deeper. Look for unique sources and create something weird so that you can break through. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.